And why some only got this, whereas others got the tool. This is the buffalo horn of Krishna in Vrindavan. It is used to call in the morning his cowherd boys, so that they can join with him going into the meadows of Braj and herding the cows. This has a hole in the middle, a modulation, and it is very transcendental. So I put it on everyone's heart, so that more on the head, but I hope it also touched the heart, so that everyone would feel the call of the Lord. After all, don't forget, this is not our real home. We have a call. Papa thought the multivision show was so nice. Prabhupada was on the phone. He called us. Chant Hare Krishna. This was his call. So each one of you ring as a call by Krishna. Therefore you got it on the head. Now those devotees who took second, who take the first initiation today and the second initiation, and also some who are desperately in need, were touched with this rope. If you were not touched with the rope, your case was not so serious. You were basically all right. What the rope means, this is a rope which Krishna takes in Vrindavan, and he binds the legs of the cows together so that he can milk them. If the cows run away, it is not possible to milk them. So, in the same way, when our minds run away from Krishna and from Krishna's devotional service, it's very hard to see what has to be done and what should not be done. So I put some of you, all those who were initiated. I hope I didn't forget. If I forgot any one of you, you can come to me afterwards and you will get it again. I will put the ropes on your head. That means on your minds, so that you would be always pulled to Krishna's lotus feet, and you would not leave, although you might, you know, sometimes the mind feels like, can I leave now, you know, it's a little stragosti, so much renunciation and austerity. These were the two things. They were both carried by Krishna and Balaram in our Vrindavan temple, our Krishna Balaram Mandir, and I thought I would give the explanation because some of you were really amazed what was going on, so this was going on, something very deep. So before starting the initiation ceremony, I would like to greet a very special guest and his sister. I feel we need to have some translation for... Yes, they are there. Please, naši dragi otac, naši dragi otac, come. Wie sagt man come? Deutsche. Deutsche. This is the father of one devotee who gets initiated today. This is the father of Bhakta Pera. So I would request you to greet him by calling Gaur Premanandi Hare it was in 1967 when Srila Prabhupada gave initiation to Brahmananda and Gargamuni Prabhus. And the mother was present, so he said after the initiation to both of the twin brothers, bow down to your mother. I will not say it today because the otats will feel a little embarrassed. But I think the bow down should be done in the minds and in the practical behavior. We can be very thankful to our Otats of Bhakta Pera that he has come here, that he has not only brought a son into the world, but he is also helping to bring the son into the spiritual world by with the cooperation with the Dukhone Otats, with the spiritual father. So I am very happy that he could come today. Hare Krishna. This was for introducing. Now I would like to give a lecture on the meaning of initiation. I have thought deeply about this lecture for quite some time. I have given a similar lecture once before in Heidelberg, but that was only the practice lecture. This is the lecture for real. Personally, I feel that this lecture I'm not only giving to those who are getting initiated today. I'm also giving this lecture to those who are already initiated, as to set some guidelines about what it means to take to be officially recognized by a spiritual master. As you all know, who know me a little privately, I'm preaching to many people, to many disciples of my exalted God brothers who later take the initiations from them, and I have observed a lot about the process of taking initiation, and today I would like to speak about some of my observations to all of you. First, I will do it in a Shastric way, and this afternoon at the disciple meetings I will do it a little bit more in a subjective way, that means the way I have perceived it. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaishnava Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 initiation ceremony where devotees will be making vows to both the Supreme Personality of Godhead as well as to their spiritual master. This initiation ceremony is actually part of a spiritual tradition, or to put it more precisely, of a spiritual culture called Krishnanushilanam. Krishnanushilanam means that which follows Krishna, or to put it more into our understanding, that which is in link with Krishna, in connection with Krishna. There are altogether 64 angas, that means part of this Krishnanushilanam or culture which connects a person to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when you study these 64 parts of Krishna Nushilanam, or these 64 angas, as it is said in Sanskrit, you will come to a very interesting realization. And that is that the first five angas are all in connection with our relationship to our spiritual master. This relationship, you can say, opens the door to a wonderful palace which each one of us will get to know throughout his or her life. It is the wonderful Bhakti Bhavan, or the house of Bhakti. The entrance, so to say, or the door, is the spiritual master. It's just like in this wonderful temple building. The example is not really so relevant. There's one main entrance, I believe, where this man without the gamsha is. that's the main entrance. But then there are several more entrances into this building. You can take, for instance, the back entrance. And maybe there's a side entrance of which I don't know. Now, to the house of Krishna consciousness, there's only one entrance gate. This door must be pushed open in one's life. And I will give some shastric points why this is so. For now, I just want to talk on this door, this big door, which we have to open in our lives. It is, first of all, the acceptance of the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. In the Shastras, it is said, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta. Someone who is serious about advancing in spiritual life must accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Now, you might ask yourself the question, what does it mean to be serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness? What does it mean to be serious? Isn't that an interesting question?
Lord Chaitanya came to destroy the demon.
Well, this will be, this is a difficult question. to be, someone actually said the right answer here. Yes, but you are correct. To be serious, but you have not hit the nail on the head. But you are correct. Means you are in the right area. The thing is, to be serious is to accept or understand that I am a suffering soul. I am conditioned. I am not the Lord of all I survey. I have a problem. My problem is that I have a body and a mind which are material, and which, if not spiritually purified, can cause a serious obstacle in spiritual life. Sincerity is something which is very bitter when one is ruled by the false ego, and it is sweet, tastes extremely sweet if one is a realist who understands, I'm not the body, this is a false identification, I'm the soul. I have often spoken about this sincerity by giving a humorous example, which I want to give again today, because you will remember it for the rest of your life. Once there was a man who said like this, and he was asked, why do you sit like this? It's a little unnatural. He said, no, 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 no. Slujati, there's good reason. I'm putting my head in the shadow. That's why I'm sitting like this. I mean, he could move over for a meter, then he is in the shadow, but... the people were wondering, this is very strange, until someone told, this person has a boil on the right side of his behind. Boil is a paining thing, it's quite embarrassing. Pus comes out of it. But he was so self-conceived, so selbstgetäuscht, that he did not want to admit to this embarrassing wound which he had on the boil. This is what it means to be insincere, to not face the fact, to what is called in psychology to conceal, or concealment in Deutsch is Vortäuschung. Only someone who understands that in this material world he is a lost soul is sincere and can therefore is qualified to accept initiation. It is said here, my dear king, please, this is the verse which is quoted, Srila Prabhupada has translated it here in the Nectar of Devotion. My dear king, please know for certain that in the material world there is no happiness. It is simply a mistake to think that there is happiness here, because this place is full of nothing but miserable conditions. Any person who is seriously, here the word is, who is seriously desirous of achieving real happiness, must therefore seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation.
On the contrary,
and then the next verse explains directly what are the qualifications of a spiritual master. And I will quote this in a little while. So, for making the first step through the door of bhakti, we need to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This we can only do, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, after having realized the futility, Nichtigkeit, of material life. The Vaishnava Tantras say what a disciple should pray after initiation. In this little prayer, the whole mood of initiation comes through. O Lord of the universe! O my spiritual master, I'm being burnt in the fire of material existence and I'm being bitten by the snake of time. Please deliver me. I'm surrendering myself unto you. This is the mood. Initiation.
However,
the second step is not only to accept initiation from the spiritual master, but to receive instructions from him. You will be very interested to know that real initiation is not a 1 minute affair. You know, you will be, in 1 minute you will get your name, and then maybe some explanation. A 1.5 minute affair. It is going on for the rest of the life, and I will explain why this is so. It is not commonly understood. Jiva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Jiva Goswami in the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he says that with initiation two things take place. Karma is removed, so that the disciple can progress better, and knowledge is given. Now, this knowledge is given means that through the knowledge, the seed of karma is removed. What is the seed of karma? Where does karma start? What do we hear from the Nectar of Devotion?
wonderful appearance.
From ignorance, the first comes ignorance or avidya, and then comes sinful desires, and then comes a sinful act. You might have had the experience in Nityananda's appearance day that somehow for the time of the festival you didn't have sinful desires. There might have been sometimes just a monkey thought, going through the mind. That always happens sometimes. You can't take this really serious. But you might have felt Vishaya, Kariba, Shodahabimana. My mind becomes void of material desires by the mercy of Nitai. Then I can actually go to Radha and Krishna. So the seed of
great devotee
desires is really ignorance. Ignorance is moved away when in the presence of knowledge. But ignorance will come back if you do not regularly take up knowledge. When have you ate the last time? Shamananda, this morning, I think then you don't need to eat any longer.
Follow the teachings of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
What do you think about this?
And we devotees, we can't...
Won't work. Not practical. You will most probably eat in the lunchtime if I'm not too private and too indiscreet. And if there's something in the evening, you will look and see what it is and then make up your mind. And maybe next morning you will eat again, most probably, and then latest at the lunchtime, I would say, if things are so busy. See, he knows, our Shamananda is intelligent. He eats. Because he knows, if he doesn't eat, the hunger will return. Sometimes we, knowing this, we eat really when we are not so hungry, but we don't want... That sometimes this happens when one does so much service, one forgets to eat, and then in the evening, all of a sudden, one is burning alive from the hunger in the stomach. So, Shamananda is intelligent, he doesn't want this to happen. In the same way, you have to regularly take up knowledge so that ignorance is destroyed. If you don't do this, then initiation, that's not the real initiation. Knowledge is given with the initiation, but it's not a one-time process. The seed of karma is destroyed, but it's not a one-time process. It will come back again if you do not protect yourself with the ongoing transcendental knowledge. Today is a devotee in our assembly crying. She cries bitter tears. She wanted to be initiated at this time, but it was found out that she had not really read the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I've said, well, and she had failed the test of this 30 questions. I said, I'm sorry, I like your character very much, but your spiritual competence, your knowledge, is not yet there. You have to take this serious. It's not that in every, I'm saying it almost every third lecture when I'm in the temple, it's not that I'm just saying it for nothing. It has a reason why this is there. So my dear initiates, both first and second initiates, take the process of initiation serious. It is not a 1 minute affair, cluck. You have to constantly work at removing the seeds of sinful desires and sinful activities, and that is ignorance or avidya. So the next point, the third step, and I will go a little bit faster now, is to serving the spiritual master with faith and confidence. You should know that your spiritual master is for you a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should have tested this over the 2 years period where you were waiting for initiation. And now you should have that faith. My dear devotees, know that the easiest way to advance in Krishna consciousness is when you have faith on the spiritual master. And please know also, when this faith breaks into pieces, you cannot advance. Even if it is, so this is described, yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, na katika topi.
Let me just tell one thing.
Now, the next point. Following in the footsteps of saintly people, when we get initiation, we are not going into a, what you could call a personality cult.
And all of India,
cult. That only I am now a disciple of this person, Bas. No, you enter into a whole tradition of sadhus, of great personalities who either live or who have walked this planet Earth in the past. When we get initiation, we connect not only with one person, but with a whole line of saints in the past, whom we have to follow and whose teachings we have to absorb. Also, when you get initiated, it doesn't mean you should only hear from this one personality who is your spiritual master. Please, there are my God brothers who are very exalted with qualities, and you should learn from them also. It is sometimes even good if you learn from a God brother, even when you sometimes have a difficult stretch you have to pass through. It's good to learn. And now, the fifth. See, someone who just I don't want to talk about the fifth now, go back to the fourth, who just fixes on his spiritual master, that is not our tradition. That is, that could become a cult or a sect or whatever. And our tradition says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidimvina Aikantiki Hareya Bhakti Udvataya Ivakalpate. Without following the scriptures, Shruti, Smriti, and the Puranas, and the Pancharatras, that so-called show of bhakti is a disturbance only. In the same way we can say that someone who does not follow the saints of the past and their teachings as they are presented to him through his spiritual master, who does not live, so to say, in the bhakti culture, that is not so good. So, sometimes the question arises, but can't I follow Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, and Pancharatra, these Vedic scriptures, without a spiritual master? I can read on my own. I'm no longer in this, don't have to, how do you say, I'm no longer in the position where someone has to read something for me. Now, this question is of course no longer with the devotees who are here in our before the initiation fire, at least I hope. You never know. No, but here I know. I know all of you well.
Finally, he got a sign of Nima.
The thing is, I want to answer this question for you by reading directly from the Nectar of Devotion. Similarly, we can offer many services with our bodily activities, but all such activities must be in relationship with Krishna. This relationship is established by connecting oneself with a bona fide spiritual master, who is a direct representative of Krishna in the cyclic succession. Therefore, the execution of Krishna conscious activities with the body should be directed by the spiritual master and then performed with faith. The connection with the spiritual master is called initiation. From the date of initiation by the spiritual master, the connection between Krishna and a person cultivating Krishna consciousness is established. When I read this the first time, the nectar of devotion fell out of my hands. Fortunately, I had to fell on my lap.
And ate everything up.
What did I just read?
By that time, it must have been around.
And I read it again. I will read it again for your benefit also. The connection with the spiritual master is called initiation. From the date of initiation by the spiritual master, the connection between Krishna and the person cultivating Krishna consciousness is established. Please listen. Without initiation by a bona fide spiritual master, the actual connection with Krishna consciousness is never performed.
I don't know how he could.
For a long time I was thinking about this.
This time I will lock the room.
How is it that without initiation, no service to Krishna? The connection is not made
in this house. Please.
So the answer to this question can be found in the word which we have used to open our lecture, in the word Krishna Anushila. Activities or a culture which connects with Krishna. Now, how is this connection established? The connection is established by a line called a parampara through which the teachings are coming down. I always like to compare the parampara with an electrical wire, let us say a kudrat, so that it's not so violent, the example. What is a kudrat? Cow wire, but this doesn't make any sense. You know, in cow fields, there's this wire which has a mild electric current, not very strong, but mild. So, when you, as children, we always used to make the game. We would go with many children, and the first one would grab at the kudrat, the cow wire. Sorry, I don't know the word in English. And then everyone would get, and it felt so romantic. Almost like what the older people experience when they lose their minds. I enjoyed these feelings very much when I was a child. Maybe I enjoyed it too much so that now I could take sannyas. Because I don't want this feeling any longer. But let us go back, let us not use the example for a humorous description of human reality, but let us go to the back to the point that by people grabbing to each other's hands, the electrical wire moves. So in the same way, the mercy from Krishna comes through his devotees. His dear devotees in whose heart he has invested a special energy,
you don't know what he does
a special snaga, that is the mercy energy. So that's why when you please the spiritual master by faithful devotional service, you feel that mercy energy all of a sudden, life is something worth after all.
Very loving. But
that's why we all like Nityananda's appearance day, because we get all hooked up with Lord Nityananda, and then everyone who is there, the present spiritual masters, it just flows through them to whoever wants it and prays for it. So this is Anushilanam. Activities which are connected with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, in other words, energy is a sort of strength, snaga. And with this strength, and this strength can be spiritualized by the mercy of both the bona fide spiritual master and Krishna. Now, by this connection, your endeavors, your activities are not just passionate solo on the modes of material nature, the gunas, but they are spiritualized. This is why we say there must be a connection in order to have a connection to Krishna. So that our activities go to Krishna, there must be
tolerated. No, one might leave her.
the connection with the spiritual master. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the next point. So these are the five steps. Let me repeat them for your easy remembrance. Accepting the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, accepting initiation from the spiritual master and receiving instructions from him, that's what we will do now. Serving the spiritual masters with faith and confidence, following in the footsteps of saintly people, and five, and have we done the fifth step? No, we have not even done the fifth step. So here it is. Inquiring about eternal religious principles.
There is my dog.
There are two types of service which we do to our spiritual master. One is our physical service.
I had to surrender that.
And the second,
I didn't even surrender this, he took it away.
About what this point is we should associate with the spiritual master by hearing and inquiring. This is the way to serve him in a different way. Just to do with the physical activities and not inquire about the philosophy, not hearing from him is not enough. Therefore, now, anyways, we will talk about this in the disciple meeting. I want to make a strong point about listening to tapes and in this way hearing the instructions. This is very important. Inquiring about eternal religious principles, that is what is meant with this. My personal tip to all of you, my dear disciples and dear well-wishers, is never stop questioning. Always try to find out more. Finally, I know the correct word. Minority complex soon leaves and
standing everywhere.
I think I can speak Serbian. So please find out more and more about Krishna, about how to advance in Krishna consciousness, how to overcome your anarthas. Never become lynch or lazy. Never become like the Dead Sea. What is the Dead Sea? And the Dead Sea, since maybe 10,000 years, no fresh water was coming. And therefore, and the sun has shone on the Dead Sea, therefore it is so extremely concentrated with salt that if you should drink some of it, there is a problem maybe of, how do you say, you might die. He said, you get eight instructions when you enter into the Dead Sea, and one is don't drink the water, you might die. If it happens immediately, you have to pump out your stomach and so on and so forth. So the Dead Sea is dangerous because it has not taken fresh water. In the same way, our consciousness will become dangerous in this material world if we have not fresh information about Krishna. Therefore, inquire about eternal religious principles. Now I will quickly come to the end of my little presentation. We will now go directly into the initiation. We will give two types of initiation today. One is the Harinam initiation, and one is called the Diksha, the second birth, in which we will give devotees the Brahmin initiation. I'm very happy to conduct these two kinds of initiations, although I hear some of my disciples in the background, you didn't give me initiation, second initiation, why not? Gemeinheit, you know, and so on. It is a second initiation is given to a devotee who is engaged in Brahminical activities like preaching, who keeps the four rules and regulations without any problem, who is engaged in spreading the mission of his spiritual master, of Srila Prabhupada, who is clean in body and in mind,
otherwise
who is peaceful,
so,
who's religious, etc., etc. Now all my Brahmin initiates will go like, oh,
that night,
he's not talking about me. Yes, he's talking about you. You are fulfilling the basic requirements, really. So, I want to say also that we will now go into the area, I think, where we give the names, is it right, and hear the vows. I know everyone gets tired, but I will, nevertheless, why do you think do we have to get a new name? Slobodan. You can say to Vuk. Do we have to get a new name to be part of a society of devotees? Just like in football you get new names. So here in spiritual life you get new names. Where is your translation? Why the new name?
And then the Brahmana got very angry. How can you call God a radical? You are the radical.
I will ask.
What have you learned in the Shastras? Is it stated there that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear in this age?
Right. We are getting a new birth. And therefore we have to get a new
maybe
birth.
Even God. But for
I found just this wonderful
like
shloka. From Padma Purana Uttarakhanda. Sangha Chakrat Udva Pundra Dharana Jyatma Lakshanam Tanamakaranam Chaiva Vaishnavat Vamihochate. After initiation, the disciple's name must be changed to indicate that he is a servant of Lord Vishnu. The disciple should also immediately begin marking his body with tilak, udvapundra, especially his forehead.
So, with 8 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to school. No, with 5 years he went to school.
I'm
he could remember
so
everything
any, is there?
Which he heard just once. And then he went to a higher school.
Good. These are spiritual marks, symptoms of a perfect Vaishnava. So you need the, it is given by Shastric injunction because now you are no longer a servant of the senses and the mind. You are really a servant of Krishna now. So, Hare Krishna.
Very bad. So then, after 11 years,
so please remove this.
The Lord married for the first time.
We will now perform the name givings, the new births. But first, let us end our lecture.
There are many, many things which
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srisi Gauri Dai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hare Om, Gaur Premanandi Hare Om, Gaur Premanandi Hare Om.
The first time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
auspiciousness. Now, I will first give the names to those who get the first initiation. Those who get the second, they will not get names, but they will get the Gayatri Mantra a little later after the ceremonies. Now, but I want to make one last test.
Very important.
Uh,
now
you will give promises
we
now.
Not talk about Shukshanya, because then we will all
you
die
will
like the inhabitants of. What I want to do now is, I want to go with you. So if you want to hear more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come at 1 o'clock. You won't believe your ears. I want to tell now to you the amazing gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and why I feel Gopunim is so important for all of us. Often, I still feel like a materialist, dressed in dhoti and sari. That's the only difference. And sometimes devotees, when they hear about higher states and Krishna consciousness, they become very apathetic, apathic. They think, I will just stay like this and I can be happy if I don't loop after 20 years. And so on and so forth.
Srila Prabhupada said, if I would not have this one regulation, this movement would have spread like anything by now. You must know that there is a reason why there are four rules and regulations. Each one is a door. And if any of these doors is opened, a terrible disaster in your spiritual life will happen. The disaster is that Kali, this age of quarrel, will enter into your life and destroy a lot of things which have been built up in spiritual cultivation. Just if you would break the principle of no illicit sex, if you would break the principle of no meat eating, if you would break the principle of no intoxication, and if you would break the principle of gambling, immediately Kali would be there. At the beginning of the Bhagavatam, we hear how the Kali said to Maharaj Parikshit at the beginning of Kali Yuga, give me a place to stay. Parikshit said, yes, where illicit sex is, where meat eating is, where gambling is, and where intoxication is. There Kali is staying, and you will not be protected. If you open the door only a little bit to maybe just see, it comes. It's very strong. Keep the door closed, please. It will ruin your lives. And it will cause serious difficulties in the relationship which you have not only to your spiritual master but to Krishna also. Keep the door closed by all means. You're promising. Gonitai are hearing, Radha Kunya Bihari here, Srila Prabhupada hears, I hear. You're promising this. We don't feel secure now. Now is the time. We will smile with you and give you presents of pictures and everything. Maybe my point. Then don't get initiated now. It's not good for you. This is not good for the name of Srila Prabhupada, for your own spiritual master. You must keep it, whatever happens. Very important. So maybe we should make a little pause and you should discuss with your Vaishnava friends if you want to keep them or not. So everyone remains situated. I presume that you will keep them for the rest of your life. Also when you enter Grihastha life and you live outside of you don't have a regular morning program or not a regular association with Vaishnavas, this is a must. Hare Krishna, there is a silence pregnant of meaning. Das eine bedeutungsschwangere Stille im Raum.
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I think one day it will happen that one disciple will say, Hare Krishna, thank you for mentioning it. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Yes, I'm not ready yet. It's too young.
The holy names of Lord Chaitanya.
Wait a little bit more.
Good,
Hare Krishna. So now I will go into the auspicious part. I'm very sorry, but I have to do this. And because when you hear the tape in later times and you remember this awkward moment, and you will maybe get some strength from it to keep the promises. Also 16 rounds every day. Good. So the first devotee who will get the initiation today is our Bhakta Tibor, Hare Krishna.
May distance himself out of his own dead body from Krishna consciousness, and he can just take the name of Chaitanya, and like they are hearing in the mantra, then it is said that Lord Chaitanya will excuse these offenses and will give
Krishna Bhakta Tibor. Thank you very much. Here, what are the four rules and regulations which you promised to keep for the rest of your life?
What are the people who are already hired in the elevators? Even very disqualified people like Jagai and Madai have gotten tremendous acceptance.
So how many rounds will you chant every day without fail?
Very, very level.
16. Sometimes devotees say one can chant the other rounds which one leaves the next day. What do you think about this? Maybe in the process of dying you can say, well, I conclude my rounds in Goloka Vrindavan. So what will you do on Ekadasis and festival days in regards to chanting? How many rounds?
25.
Very good. So Tibor, you are no longer Tibor. Your name is Krivanga Das.
What can happen if you
Krivanga is of course the name of Lord Krishna. It means he is bent in three places. He's standing in a curved way. That has a reason. He's playing his flute in this curved way and calling all of us to join him in the spiritual world. So you definitely have the best name. Our next devotee, yes, is Bhakta Pera. He's actually, his worldly name is Nena Pera. I mean, his passport name is Nena. Come. Oh. Very eager, very anxious. Thank you very much. Actually, the thing is, you give it after your name. I'm sorry. So, what are the four rules and regulations? And how many rounds will you chant every day? Oh, that's very difficult. And you are with Nityananda Grupa? It's almost impossible. Ask Sudarshani, he never does it. Initiation means to change this. Yeah?
not except Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah, this was not right. Neha, this really means this. Sometimes when you are on preaching programs, like, and you have to work almost the whole day to set up the equipment so that in the evenings we can play before 10,000 people, then, but it's better if you rise a little earlier and chant around then. I know this is not done, but I'm expecting this of you. And I know you can do it, because you did. I remember when we were on tour, you were sometimes up at 4 o'clock and chanting your own, isn't it? You can do it. If you make it a principle in your life, you can definitely do it. So please. I will give you snaga. I will also chant my rounds every day, 16 rounds. I will support you. So, but how many rounds on Ekadasi? 25 rounds.
But the wonderful thing is,
and festival days. Very good. Your name is Nanda Dulalda. If you would know Nanda Dulal, I will show a little video from one of our programs. Now he looks extremely humble and so on, but when he gets a guitar in his hand, he goes wild for the preaching purposes. You won't believe your eyes. Nanda Dulal is a name of Krishna, the dear son, the very dear son of Maharaj Nanda. Krishna likes to be called in connection with his devotees, like Yashoda Nandan, Devaki Nandan, and Nanda Dulal. It's a name which is found in the Braj area. It's a very, very nice name. Prabhupada gave it one also to one of his disciples. Please always remember that you are the servant of Nanda Dulal Krishna. Even Krishna is afraid of his father. You must be solidly afraid to break these 16 rounds, to not chant 16 rounds. If you're not afraid, this will not be good. You must do it. I think you have promised me. Maybe when you are in the process of dying, and you say, Loka Vrindavan, I will finish. Right. Now, we will come to... Bhakti Katalin. Don't be afraid. What are the four rules and regulations? Don't say it loud, we won't bite. Yes.
Put them up. No problem.
Yes, very good. How many rounds will you chant? And on festival and Ekadasi days? 25. Very nice. Your name is... Kalindi Devidasi. Kalindi is the name of the river Jamuna in which Krishna always swims and plays. Therefore it has become so black. We all wish that Krishna will always be in your mind, just like he is in the river Kalindi. Yes. Oh, next is Bhakti Nirinata.
Otherwise, you don't get prasadam. By the way, I just wanted to say, this faith in Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is very
is
happy with Nandarani and her helper.
So easy to
such
a
beautiful
now,
today.
Bhakti Nirinata, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep until the...
Nandarani ki jai. All the dignitaries of all the Bill Clintons and all the Volskis.
Wie viele Runden wirst du schenken? Jeden Tag?
All the political leaders
und ein Festival und alles die Tage?
The saints. And now, the question was, the best among them?
Dein Name ist Karuna Mayi Devidas. Karuna Mayi Devidasi ist ein Name, ich sage in Deutsch, ist ein Name von Srimati Radharani. Karuna heißt Barmherzigkeit. Und Mayi heißt, sie ist immer erfüllt von Barmherzigkeit. Genau wie wir Krishna Mayi haben, das heißt auch ein Name von Srimati Radharani, sie ist immer erfüllt mit Krishna, so ist Karuna Mayi immer erfüllt mit Karuna, mit Barmherzigkeit. Im Krishna-Bewusstsein haben wir zwei, oder unsere Bewegung hat zwei Ziele sozusagen. Wir wollen selber Krishna bewusst werden und die Barmherzigkeit bekommen. Dann wollen wir Krishna Bewusstsein weitergeben, also die Barmherzigkeit weitergeben. Weil du so ein nice Sankatani-Boti bist, überhaupt so eine Natur hast, lebendig, quicklebendig. Und weil es eine Inspiration ist, ist dein Name Karuna Mayi Devidasi. Ein sehr schöner Name. Es ist eigentlich einer meiner, anyway, ich liebe diese Namen alle. Es sind alles so, ihr werdet euch wundern, was noch für Namen kommen. Und in Zake. Dann der nächste Devotee ist Bhaktin Erika.
When he was giving a lecture, like me for instance, he said,
Krishna, Krishna.
Devananda Pandita has offended Sivas Thakur. He has no right to speak on the Bhagavad Gita.
So, Bhaktin Erika, what are the four rules and regulations?
I would say most of the people in this day and age.
Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day?
When I'm off the water,
on Kadasi festival days?
Your
name is Sriji Devidasi.
Even his mother Shanti, she has said, Advaita Acharya is not Advaita.
Now Sriji, you will have to practice this name, is a name of Srimati Radharani. Sri means full of opulence. Srimati Radharani has these wonderful spiritual opulences which attract even Krishna, so that he does not know anyone else than Srimati Radharani.
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu named their voice Radha Kanta,
such
wonderful name. So, Sriji is a name which is found in Vrindavan. There's I saw this in our movement also, is the deity Sriji is also found in Vaishnava. When you go the long steps of this temple, you know what I mean, you can't maybe see it, there's a pillar, but later you can see there's a temple with many steps. There you will find the Sriji deity. So I hope the Hungarian tongue can pronounce it. Not too difficult, isn't it? Must be possible. Sriji.
Yes. All the offenses which have been committed unintentionally will be forgiven. Whatever devotee continues.
Our next devotee is Bhaktin Ramona.
Mahaprabhu's mercy.
It almost looks, sounds like Rama, isn't it? Ramona? Very good name.
Very, very important. Because if you become self-righteous,
what else will follow the
regulation? We are now in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, nothing can happen to us. We can just run around like
how many rounds?
People from
And 25 very good.
You know, and we will be saved automatically. This is not so good.
Your name is Rangana Mala Devi
Dasa.
Now I must say, the meaning of this name is very confidential, and I have to again look it up to just be totally sure. So I will write it to you in a letter. Ranganamala. Sounds already so transcendental. Ranganamala was now for half a year in Sridhar Mayapur, also in Vrindavan, and helped to prepare a book which is distributed, which is written by her husband Gaura Krishna Prabhu, and which is distributed in the Hungarian universities. So she is a very scholarly Vaishnavi.
Spoke very loud.
You can
everyone, please give your thoughts to me.
And Shivaram Maharaj has always said to me, why do you wait so long? She's qualified since long.
It's,
I can only give initiation and the inspiration comes. That's not up to me. It's up to Krishna. So, now I'm extremely happy because I'm very sorry that you had to wait so long, but I feel, see, this festival was the best festival so far, so it was worthwhile to wait. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, Marie Theresa.
My holy name, which is a type of Richard Curry.
Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen? Ja.
Es wird auch noch ein Modus geben, Achtung, Kaffee,
ja.
Dann dürfen wir keine Glücksspiele
ja.
Und keine unerlaubte Sexualität.
Mhm.
Wie viele Runden wärst du täglich entscheidend? Chat ist wahrscheinlich schon täglich, ja.
16 wenigstens?
Ja, gut, Maria Theresa. Ich weiß, dass du sehr auf diesen Augenblick gewartet hast. Dein Name ist der beste Name. Nityananda Priya. Nityananda Priya means someone who is very dear to Lord Nityananda.
The most important instruction which
very nice name. Whenever we phone you, people have the word Nityananda in our mouth. Yes, now? Yes. Bhakti Petra.
They are not really attracted to Krishna, but they just look in the other direction. They look to the body has to be more humble than the throne, the grass, more tolerant than the tree.
Yeah.
Krishna, ready to offer
guys. Lassen die vier regulierenden Prinzipien.
They can determine the effects. If we do this, they cannot develop some humble velvet. Then our spiritual life
is guaranteed.
Then we can take the full mercy of Titania.
Dein Name ist auch sehr dein Name ist Gora Bhavani Devi Dasi. Wir wissen alle den Namen Gora. Jeder, der diese zwei Silben chantet, Gora, 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 Hari, kann mit Sicherheit Liebe zu Krishna erlangen. Und Bhavani, der Name ist ja Gora, Bhavani, Bhavani ist so etwas wie eine Gemütsstimmung. Lord Chaitanya ist in einer ganz bestimmten Gemütsstimmung. Und es gibt hier zwei Gemütsstimmungen. Einmal selber Krishna-Bewusstsein zu kosten, ekstatisches Krishna-Bewusstsein zu kosten. Und dann ist das Yuga-Dharma zu erfüllen, nämlich das an alle gefallenen Seher zu bringen. Weil Krishna-Connection Team arbeitest, mit dem Sangha-Team arbeitest, und so weiter. Und vielen Devotees helfen mit deinen vielfachen Tätigkeiten. Da war das einfach so eine Inspiration. Ich hatte überhaupt all diese Namen. Krishnikata Weiß sitzt da und manchmal für drei Tage kommt nichts. Dann aber dieser Name, der kam plötzlich beim Checken. Klar, wie soll das ist der Name, den Krishna Gaura Bhavani Devi Dasi. Sehr, sehr nice Name. Musste jetzt die Unterschrift natürlich noch ein bisschen besser so. Weil du viele Briefe schreibst. Gut. Wie? Genau. Now we would like to give the name to Bhakti Iliana. Please come.
But I think the song is strong word. Maybe the other words are spoken. So Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this? What tip can you give us? Then there is still attraction to Maya. Do we have any chance? Can we also come to that sublime stage of Krishna consciousness? Yeah. Now, there is a very interesting point.
What are the poles and regulations?
You have clocked it and raised this question.
How many rounds do you chant every day? Your name is Induleka Devi Dasi. Induleka is one of the eight principal gopis, and she is known for her hot and sometimes contrary nature. But that's not the reason why I'm giving you the name. Function in the Dukhanda Svet is to carry messages between Radha and Krishna, letters which Krishna writes to Srimati Radharani and vice versa. She is a very confidential servant, in other words, of Sri Radha and Krishna. You know, someone whom you give your letters, you have absolute faith that this person will not spread the contents of the letters all over the universe or whatever. So she must be extremely confidential. This is what we can learn, is that for your name, also the best name. Now comes our Bhakta Slobodan. Hare Krishna. What are the four rules and regulations, Bhakta Slobodan? How many laws do you chant every day?
This correcting others comes from a place which is however could be done in the mood of benefiting someone.
If I'm a Maya, you want to correct someone.
Your name is Sanatana Das. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada explains that Sanatana, can mean two. One is Sanatan Goswami, and the second is Krishna, who is eternal. I have, because you are a Grihastha, you are not a Goswami, that is, you have to take care of the family. Therefore, your name is you are the servant of Krishna, the Sanatana, the eternal. The best name. I also want to take the chance. Dorji, come. Govinda, come. What means come? Dorji, come. So this is the two sons of Sanatana. This is Govinda ji. And this is Dauji. Kuala Puno, that you have come here. Hare Krishna.
Hello!
Yes, now we would like to give initiation to Bhakti Snejana. Yes, Hare Krishna. So, Bhakti Snejana, what are the four rules and regulations?
There must be unity and diversity. How Krishna says what we need. Our movement.
How many rounds do you need every day? Very good. Your name is Sundari Devidasi. Sundari is a name of Srimati Radharani. It means she who is most beautiful. It's very important to note here that Srimati Radharani's all and everything, her beauty, her extraordinary talents, cooking and so on, are solely meant for the pleasure of Krishna. So Sundari is a wonderful name. It means, yes, solely for the pleasure of Krishna. If you always think in this way, that you want to please Krishna by what you do, you will easily overcome bad qualities like the bad qualities which may sometimes appear in the heart. So this is very nice name. Now the next person I'm giving the initiation with great pleasure and almost ecstasy. I hope I don't fall from the Vyasasan. it is our Bhakta card. So, Bhakta card, die große Stunde ist gekommen. Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen?
Kein Glücksspielen.
Ja.
Keine unerlaubte Sexualität.
Ja.
Keine Rauschen, keine Drogen, ja. Kein Essen von Fleisch, Fisch.
Ja. Gut. Und wie viele Runden schenkst du täglich?
Mindestens 16 und den Kalischen Festtagen mindestens 25.
Sehr gut. Dein Name ist der beste Name. Er ist nicht sehr bekannt. Kamala Kanta. Kamala Kanta, das is really an extraordinary disciple, and I'm very proud of him. He's a teacher. You know, the people we have been afraid of when we were young. Turnen und Biologie, glaube ich, oder? Fotografie. Turnen und Fotografie. Sport. Kamala Kanta has a pain in the back, therefore I have requested him. He did not want to, ich sag mal in Deutsch, weil wir immer in Deutsch sprechen. Er wollte das nicht akzeptieren, dass er auf dem Stuhl sitzt, aber es ist wichtig, damit der Rückenschnitt nicht so strapaziert ist. Kamala Kanta ist auch ein Devotee, der sehr viele Gedanken macht, und deswegen kam die Inspiration, Kamala Kanta. Kamala ist natürlich der Lotus, die Lotusblume, und Krishna wird als Kamala Kanta bezeichnet, weil er voll ist mit der Lotusblume. Das heißt, alles bei ihm ist Lotus. Die Füße, die Hände, die Stirn, alles ist mit dieser Blume assoziiert. Die Lotusblume wird deswegen verehrt, hat so einen wichtigen Punkt in unserer Vaishnava-Philosophie, weil sie geöffnet wird durch die Strahlen des Mondes. Es gibt diese nachtblühenden Lotusblumen. Und die Tagblühenden werden geöffnet durch die Strahlen der Sonne. Ihre besondere Eigenschaften öffnen sich so. Genauso kann sich das Bewusstsein von einem Devotee öffnen, wenn er mit dem wunderbaren Strahlen des Krishna-Bewusstseins zusammen ist. Von Krishna gibt es keine Unwissen, Dunkelheit, Maya, Zweifeln und innerer Verzagtheit. Wo die Strahlen von Krishna Bewusstsein auftreten, öffnet sich das Bewusstsein wie eine Lotusblume. Deswegen heißt dein Name, Kamala Kanta. Ist das nicht ein schöner Name? Sie sind totale Nektar. Kamala Kanta. Nektar. Ja, gut. Das war also der erste Durchgang. Nicht genau so. Also das war jetzt die Ersteinweihung, wollte ich sagen. Wir haben in Zagreb noch eine größere Liste vor uns. Wir haben das aufgeteilt, damit es nicht so viel auf einmal ist. So, okay. We will now move over to the Yagya. There are five devotees who receive Brahmin initiation. Shrishtikata is one. Dayasindhu is the next. Anuradha Devi Dasi. Krishnamayi. And our Brahmana who was already Brahmana before the initiation, Janami. I mean, when you look at, he was so much studying all the time. Hare Krishna. So I want to request all of my new disciples to please listen again to the lecture about initiation. It's difficult to hear everything in one, you know, when you are so aufgeregt, so moved. Please hear it again, everyone, also the Brahmin initiates. That's very important. You will be able to get a copy of this tape.
I'm feeling very busy at this moment because I'm always writing to everyone, all the best, lots of good friends.
You will be able to get it. Satpurusha Prabhu, you can make copies, isn't it? Good. So you will be able to get it from this devotee, Satpurusha Prabhu, who is. So, good. Also, I want to request all of you to know, although I'm acting as your spiritual master, I really consider that I'm doing this service on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. So please read regularly Srila Prabhupada's books and keep your connection with him, the real spiritual master. I will just have to change the clock because I will be doing this. I'm the disciple of Syamananda in this disciple of my disciple. He tells me what to do. I would suggest that we have a short bhajan. Gadadhar, bist du da? Nein, ist er nicht da? Then someone else who's there. Gopal or Venu Gopal. Small bhajan, can you do with ammonium or something?
No, we just do it.
Hare Krishna. Maybe we should also let fresh air. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nityananda ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandini ki jai.